to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, Agamemnon North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:06 in the morning, and it's 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat room. You can hop in there and say hello or ask questions. We're going to have it's kind of two ends of the spectrum there. We have an author on this morning who has written, and his book is called Sexual Euphoria. And it talks about, no, that's not what you think it is, but it talks about Americans and sex. And his research is that Americans, even though that they enjoy movies and books about sex, that they have a tough time talking about sex, and among other things here. So we'll just sit here with our dump button, our delay button in our lap, and make sure that everything that we talked to them about before is what happens. And then we're going to have the head of the admissions for the Veterans Clinic here. And we're going to talk about what it takes to get into the clinic. And there's people that in this day and age of losing jobs, having less money, that they are veterans and that they should take advantage of the contract that they signed with the government to help them in their lives if they have injuries caused by their service. Anyway, how do you use the system? How does it get into it? We'll have Teresa Valverde here for a period of time today to talk about that. See what else. Well, if we can get Felony Bob off the phone, we'll get the weather too. So I think that you're trying to get the Wells Fargo guys there, right?
Have Wells Fargo standing by. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Let's do the weather here.
All right. We're seeing rain moving in, probably mid-morning. A chance of precipitation, 80% today, 70% tonight, dropping to 20% tomorrow morning. And they say the snow level will drop overnight, 2,200 feet to 1,200 feet, and then 900 feet tomorrow morning. But we may not have enough precipitation for there to actually be any snow. Plenty of rain today, though. We'll see a high near 51, right now 42 degrees in downtown Reading.
Okay, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow, of course, is pizza night at Anselmo's, and then Linda will be singing there Friday night. The place is filling up, it appears, so give them a call at 474-5546 and join us out there Friday night at Anselmo's at about 6 p.m. Guarantee you that you're just going to really, really enjoy your dinner and the ambiance and the service out there. Of course, I mean, that's just, that's just expected. But then to have Linda with Pat Karch and Rick Hill will be absolutely fabulous, too. 474-5546. And our best part of this segment is Josh Wiley from the Wells Fargo Advisors for the Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, markets have opened to the upside this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 67 points at 13,396, while the Nasdaq's up 10 at 3,102, and the S&P 500's up 5 at 1,462. Oil's up 43 cents at $93.58 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.07%. Gold's down $3.30 this morning at $1,658, while silver's down 28 cents at $30.19 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Verizon's up 6 pennies at $43.15, Goldman Sachs is up $1.06 at $134.11, while Apple is down $4.66 at $520.52. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And, of course, they're there to give you the best advice possible if you're heading into Wall Street, heading into investments. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or go to visit them on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, well, there was an election. And for people that, oh, gosh, yeah, that was an election yesterday. I think like 20% of you knew about it or decided to vote. LaMalfa has set up his office, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and there's, I don't know why there seems to be a, there needs to be a front page story about, trying to get everybody's ire up because of his chief of staff. The gun grab has begun. How about TSA and kids? Our new supervisors, Pam Giacomini and Bill Chappelle, have already proven their worth in the board of supervisors already. And of course, I have to finish up with Al Gore and the media pass he is received over his decision to sell Current TV station, a satellite station, for $500 million to Al Jazeera, who has a history of supporting terrorist activities. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Good morning, 7:15 in the morning. And Linda is in the, kind of at the beginning of taking off a couple weeks to get a lot of stuff done around the house and, things that she needs to have done, including cataloging all of her music, getting all that done. That's, that, That could be a long job. I mean, it's over, well over 30 years of music that she has done. Putting it into it so that she can put it into the books and she can organize all of it. I mean, thousands of CDs. You can't believe it. They're just everywhere. So she's getting all that done. Now, what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to start. Well, of course, Trish Clark will be here tomorrow, on Thursdays. But I'm going to start with doing co-host with me all next week and maybe even starting Friday. I was starting tomorrow and then going all through next week. And just if and asking people to be my co-host for the 2 hours. And then you can come in and be my partner up here. So I've asked two or three people. I've already said they would. So if you're interested in it, give me a call, 530-605-4565, after the show, and we'll talk about it. Unless you've been invited like Sonny has. Okay, let's get going here. Our Board of Supervisors, were just sworn in, Pam Giacomini and Bill Chappelle. There were two things coming up. One was a lease approval for Felon Daycare Center. You know, when I think of that, I can't help but think of it. It's Felon Daycare Center. You know, the 100 of the worst have got to come in there and check in every day so they can be watched and helped. Well, that was a lease that they had to be signed. And for some reason, and somebody needs to explain it to me. I mean, the supervisors can get all pissy about it and go, something should have been done. Well, here it is, well over a year, and you finally signed the lease. Yeah, Wes Foreman. Who's holding Foreman's feet to the fire? Is anybody? I realize it's a court thing. Oh, it's a court thing. And then the paper and other people get upset because Misty MacArthur writes a letter saying this is not going the way it should go. And she wrote it to the courts. Well, it's not going the way it should go. It's not. I mean, here it is, well over a year later. We don't even have a lease on the day center to have the 100 worst felons that have been just released to be able to come in. There's something wrong there. I mean, if you don't see anything wrong there, then you don't care about what's happening in your community. But this should have been done months ago. This is something we've been yelling about for months. Why hasn't this been done? Why hasn't this been done? So it finally is done. Board of Supervisors voted on it 5-0. Now, there was another one, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, $85,000 to move the juvies to a new juvie hall, and we pay this to some out-of-state company. Oh, it'll make life – I think the comment yesterday was, well, it'll make life easier on our staff and, in the juvies. Guess what? They're being paid to move people around. I believe the sheriff can do it. I think he's very competent, and his people are competent. I've worked over there when I was teaching school. Very competent people. We were having no problems. So they needed a 4/5 majority. Well, Pam and Bill voted against that. I'm sure somebody else voted against it, but I like to know who voted for that. I don't know if that was in the paper. We'll check that out. Anyway, good start to our newest supervisors. Now, let's go out and take a look at other ways that the county is spending money extravagantly or maybe not as wise as they could and see how we can end that. Okay, what else? TSA and kids. Did I tell the story already, Bob?
I don't recall you telling it.
And it's about my grandkids going through TSA. Did I tell the story?
I don't believe you did.
Okay, here you go. My daughter and kids went, and my son-in-law all went back to Philadelphia for Christmas. 6-year-old, 10-year-old grandkids. They all went up there, had a wonderful time. They're all coming on their way back, make a long story short, overslept, racing to the Philadelphia airport. My son-in-law, who is a U.S. Marshal, and the reason I'm saying that is it's important later in the story, because he can get escorted in through various means, so he doesn't have to wait in line and all this. He literally, my daughter and the grandkids do a front rolling parachute roll out of the cars, pick up all the bags, race to United. And here's a shout out for United. They got him to the front of the line, took their baggage, didn't even charge him, got him to the front of the other line. The security line, where at that point, they put all of their bags on, the x-rays that go through, all the bags, carry-on bags, and then they swab the 6-year-old's hand to see if there's explosive residue on his hands. Well, there wasn't, so I guess we're lucky there. As it goes through, the TSA agent there then, berates my daughter because she has more than 3 ounces of gel in her pack, or in her little bag that she's taken on the plane. Chews her out. Jennifer, who takes these things about as well as I do, says, fine, here, keep the gel. And then as they're racing down the concourse, she's got her husband's bag. She sits down right before they're getting ready to get in the plane. She looks inside the bag, and inside his bag are two full magazines of ammunition, 40 caliber, and a pair of handcuffs. Now, this went through the x-rays, my friends. They got that gel, though, but they missed the ammunition and the handcuffs. You're saying, well, why does he have ammunition and handcuffs? Well, he's a U.S. Marshal, and he carries this bag that they go. They're always required to be armed. And so he never even made the flight. He had to catch the flight, the next flight. Anyway, so does this make you feel safer? You know that six-year-old doesn't have explosive residue on her hands. You know that my daughter's not carrying too much gel in her pack. But the ammunition in the handcuffs made it through. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. We'll be back in just a minute.
Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come on down and be part of the big game event, the ultimate tailgate party, a Wind River Casino signature event. On Sunday, February 3rd, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Plus, party with our special guests, the Raiderettes. Doors open at 2, game at 3. Best food yet, drink specials, party favors, kickoff for cash drawings. Free slot play and tailgate fun. Watch the game on two giant TV screens, $20 per person or $160 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action in one package. And don't forget, Wind River's free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. For details, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, head on down for your greatest gaming experience ever. At Wind River Casino, your ultimate tailgating headquarters. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's nice right now at 46. It's going to get, if I understand, rainy and cold and nasty. So you need Espresso Joe's. And then you also need to know is they meet or beat any tobacco price in town at Tobacco and Brew. They support our community. They've done so many great things for our community, Joe and Shelley have. I can't even begin to tell you how much they mean to us and to our community. Discounts for veterans at all times, and you're treated with respect. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's move on. Our author, George Mufurges. Okay, help me here.
Mufurige.
Mufurige. Okay, I'll get it. who's written Sexual Euphoria, will be joining us in about 7 minutes. He's already called in. He's excited about it. And it's about how men and women can get, you know, can have a better experience with each other. Plus all the others. A lot of research has gone into this book. Okay, let's go on. I told you about TSA and kids. Gun grab begins. The gun grab begins. It started with, if you take a look at what California's doing and trying to, you know, it's not the guns. We go after those pesky bullets. We talked about that yesterday. You can see certain types of weapons being taken off the shelves. This is what they're doing now is, of course, Biden is taking the lead for the White House. You know, I would say that's scary, except he was just reelected for 4 years. Ban on certain weapons characterized as assault. A silly term. And we go into that. An assault, that's an adjective that describes something. You know, it's not, I mean, it's you know, a baseball bat, it's an assault bat. A shotgun is an assault shotgun. A rifle that you shoot at people is, I guess you could say, is an assault rifle, an assault pistol, an assault dog. How about this? Is a pit bull an assault dog? I know Elk Killer is an assault dog. She's been going through this Korean form of martial arts that just is horrendous, and it's even scary to watch her in action. But, you know, they want other things too. Biden says, make it illegal to traffic in guns. Oh, you mean like Fast and Furious? You mean like the way that this administration walked guns across the border, thousands of guns across the border? And what did we find out about that? Was it illegal? Anybody go to jail? Oh, wait a minute. Did anybody go to jail over this, even though they admitted they did it? Except everybody knew about it, except, of course, Holder, who, even though the emails flowed around him and the people that were doing it walked through his office, he managed to be sitting there. You know how you can put your fingers in your ears and go, no, 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 you know, like that, and you don't hear anything? Picture Holder doing that for 6 months. As soon as anybody from the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, ICE, anybody walks in his office from the southwest region, he puts his fingers in his ears and goes, la, 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 I can't hear you, can't hear you, can't hear you. So, Biden wants to make it illegal, make it a felony to traffic in guns. Well, my God, Joe, where were you last year when the weapons were going across the border? Oh, that was different. That was you guys. That's okay then. It's okay if you do it. It's not okay if other people do it. Okay. Gabby Gifford, victim of a horrible, senseless shooting from a person that appears to be I guess he's insane. He's still in the mental hospital. She and her husband are starting a pact to prevent gun violence. You know what? I hate gun violence. You should look at some of the cities with the most stringent laws about weapons, like Chicago, D.C., and Detroit. You know, they've done everything they can to keep weapons off the street. And guess what happens? Bad guys get weapons. They shoot each other. They shoot innocent bystanders. People that obtain their weapons legally, for the most part, almost always don't use their weapons in drive-by shootings. All right. I'm just, you know what, this is why it becomes, you know, you started hearing commercials on the station, and I would hope at other places, that Gun Owners of California, March 23rd is having a banquet and also a fundraiser. If we don't start paying attention to what's happening, which I think people are starting to, I think the fact is, no matter how tragic, and it was tragic what happened at Sandy Hook, could have been prevented. It could have been prevented. Just like a tragedy right here in Shasta County could be averted if people just take simple steps, get off the gun things for a minute and say, walk into the schools and say, how can we make this safer by, okay, how about putting in new doors? How about floating some, you know, people back and forth on the campuses? You know, bring two more people in and just have them go from spot to spot. Oh, it may not help, but it might help. How about just parking a security car out there? How about things like that? And then, you know, it's the other thing, too, is people have been sending me tons of stuff about the connection between antidepressants and mass killings and suicide. And that the people that have been doing this, this one woman shot both her children and then tried to shoot and shot herself. She didn't die. Not one spot, not one iota of people, not one speck of thought that she was going to do this. But they're tying this into antidepressants, either not using or using too many of them or coming down off them. Is that something we need to take a look at, too? We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back with Sexual Euphoria.
Fox Business Network stocks are on the rise after Alcoa got the earnings season started with better-than-expected revenue and an encouraging outlook for the year. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 80 points. Meanwhile, investors are placing their bets on MGM Resorts today after the Chinese unit of the Las Vegas-based company was approved for its new Macau casino resort. MGM China plans to build a $2.5 billion resort that will include 1,600 hotel rooms, 500 gambling tables, and 2,500 slot machines. And third time isn't a charm for Boeing after suffering another mishap this week. Problems with the plane maker's 787 Dreamliner just keep on coming. Japan's All Nippon Airways canceled a flight to Tokyo due to brake problems. Two planes operated by Japan Airlines were also grounded at Boston Logan Airport Monday and Tuesday. One for a fuel leak, the other experienced a fire. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your call. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013. Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carmen Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio, 7:35 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we stream live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County since 2004. Well over 50 employees doing those things for your families that you really appreciate, including transport, light, housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All the people working at Home Helpers have been background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. Call Sharon to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment at 530-226-8350. All right, we're kind of, you know, one of the things we want to do this year, we want to have more, kind of open up, expand our consciousness here, but by getting different authors in here. And we've had, of course, we've had Pulitzer, you know, Pulitzer Prize authors talking about oil, and we've had, you know, Ann Coulter and Karl Rove. We've had, you know, the ACLU. We've had just pretty much a whole gamut of everybody. But this time, and I received many times during the day from agents of literary, of writers and authors, asking, you know, giving us a background on them and their book, seeing if they would want, if we want to interview them. Well, I saw one the other day, and I thought, well, you know what, this is, this is something that we've done before, and it's been a lot of fun. So I found, you know, so this one that I talked to his agent the other day, and it sounds like an interesting book, and in the premise behind it. So today we welcome George Mafuvish and his book Sexual Euphoria. Good morning, George.
Good morning. Thank you for bringing me on the show. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Well, you know what? It's a, I looked at the premise of the book and I thought this is, you know, about Americans and their inability to really talk and discuss sex openly, which I think has, I believe this is some parts of the book. Am I correct?
Yeah, if you could speak up louder, it was hard to hear the last sentence.
Okay. I just said is that when the, I said it's, some of the premise of the book is that Americans have a tough time talking about sex.
Yeah. The book, it's Sexual Euphoria, A Complete Guide for Men and Women. It's on sale on Amazon.com right now. And the purpose of the book is to teach people, it informs people how to have more pleasurable sexual encounters. But one point that I made in my book was that we Americans are reluctant or afraid to speak about sexual matters openly, people in other countries are more open about sexual matters. For example, we have the Scandinavian countries like Sweden, Denmark, and Norway. They're very open about sexual matters in their everyday life. For example, people talk about sex and sexual matters openly without any inhibitions. It's just another conversation to them. Also, sexual matters in those countries are talked about openly in magazine, newspaper articles, TV shows, and radio shows. And displays of nudity and sexuality are casually displayed on television in those countries. To them, such a display is just a part of regular programming. And it's interesting to note that in these countries, there's lower teenage pregnancies than here in the United States, and there's lower rates of sexually transmitted diseases than here in the United States, and the rate of divorce over there is a lot lower than here in the United States. And it makes many people think that their openness about sexuality and their willingness to teach their children at a young age about sex causes such a positive effect on their society. And it's interesting to note that here in our sex education system, like in school, they teach children about how to prevent getting sexually transmitted diseases or unwanted pregnancy. But there in those countries, they talk about more than that. They teach people how to have more pleasurable sexual encounters.
Is this part of the high school curriculum?
Can you repeat that louder?
Is this part of the high school curriculum?
Yeah, as far as the high school curriculum, that's true.
Okay, hey, George, we've got to, okay, I see the premise of what the book is. We've got to take a quick break here, but here, one of the questions I have is, one of the things that people talk about in our society is, there's this, you know, it just seems all this, they call it sexting on the, on their phones, or, you know, texting, you know, talking about sex. One of our friends said the other day, he walks in on his son, who's in his room on his phone, going through porn. All this is kind of in a hidden thing. But the point I think you're trying to make, and is that if people were more open when our kids are younger, or when our young adults are children, that some of these problems could go away. Is that it?
Yeah. When people, as a matter of fact, in our society, when people become adults, the problem doesn't go away. And I think the reason why is because they've been taught that sex is taboo, something that is a private matter and that shouldn't be talked about. And the reason that this happens is because many people in our society incorrectly believe that sex comes naturally, that it doesn't have to be learned, it's instinctual, and therefore there's no need to talk about it. It should remain in private. And that's why parents here in the United States hardly ever have conversations with their children about sex. And many people are embarrassed to talk about sex or read any sexual material or watch any sexual material.
Okay, we got to take a break, George. And frankly, my producer is turning all red and he's all embarrassed here. So we'll talk. We're going to have George Mufuzra's back, Sexual Emphoria, and about his ideas on how we can improve what's happening in with our relations with our children and with each other when it comes to sex. We'll be right back.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, East Side Road, 365-1479.
Hi, I'm
Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And our guest, George Mafurish, has written a book called Sexual Euphoria, and it's a guide for having better sexual encounters with each other. But also he talks a lot about how Americans have a true problem in discussing sex with their children and with each other, even though that there is a plethora of oriented materials out there, especially on the internet and movies, books, and all. Good morning, George. Welcome back.
Thank you.
What would you say is the most important takeaway from your book here?
What's the most important thing about
the
book?
Yeah, what would you say?
The fact that the book reveals that two-thirds of women in our society don't experience orgasm regularly during sex. That's one of the main important points. And another important point is that most people in our society usually spend seven minutes on a sexual encounter, 2 minutes for foreplay and 5 minutes for the sexual act itself. For the couple to have the utmost sexual pleasure, they should spend at least 30 minutes on the sexual encounter. They should spend 20 minutes on foreplay, 5 minutes on the sexual act, and 5 minutes after sex. They should spend 20 minutes on foreplay because the woman usually takes her 20 minutes to get fully aroused so that she experiences sexual pleasure to the maximum during a sexual encounter.
George,
usually in our society... go ahead.
Where did you get all your research? Was this
type for me to hear you.
Where did you get all your research from?
In
other words, when you're using these numbers and all this.
The research, it was based on several surveys and several studies done by clinical psychologists. And there were several surveys done and several studies that revealed that most people in our society spent 7 minutes on a sexual encounter. And based on the studies, it should be 30 minutes.
Okay.
It's because of the foreplay. Foreplay should be 20 minutes for the woman to get fully sexually aroused. And after sex, there should be 5 minutes where the couple kiss and cuddle after sex, because it takes the woman around five minutes to return to her normal state, while the man, it takes him just around 1 minute to return to his normal state after sex. So usually in our society, the man after sex just gets up, and the woman feels used and needs more attention.
George, is it okay that, you know, during that 5 minutes you turn on the football game?
Can you speak up louder?
Is it okay if, like, say, you during that 5 minutes where you're cuddling, if you turn on the football game? I mean,
I think 5 minutes is what?
If when you're in the 5 minutes of cuddling, is it okay? Like, you know, you're laying there and your arm is around your wife. Can you watch the football game during that time? That doesn't count.
Oh, no. I know. I wrote that in the book. Some people do that. Like, they watch TV or they listen to a radio or... Usually, during those 5 minutes of after sex play, that's what I called it in my book, the man should focus his attention on his woman, and the woman should focus her attention on the man. That way it's more pleasurable. If, if the guy has his arms around her and he's watching TV, he's going to feel neglected. I also have in my book, Sexual Euphoria, A Complete Guide for Men and Women, a discussion about like what the couple should say to each other, so that they make the sexual encounter more pleasurable.
So you've got the whole guy, George.
It's very important what they say to each other after sex and before sex, like the terms of endearment and stuff like that, which affects the pleasure of the sexual encounter.
Okay, George, tell us again, where's your book at?
Yeah, the book, it's on Amazon.com. It's called Sexual Euphoria, A Complete Guide for Men and Women. And people, when they read it, their sex life will change.
Okay.
Forever.
Is that a guarantee? Is that in the book? I guarantee it'll change.
Can you repeat that?
Is there a guarantee in the book that says, if you follow what I write, this is going to change everything for the better?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Okay. Hey, George, thanks a lot for joining us. And
thank you very much for having me on the show.
You bet.
I enjoyed being on the show.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
All right. Thanks. Okay, I'm not sure where that was going to, but there's so many questions you can ask here. You know, frankly, he's talking about men and women. Well, in today's society, what about men and men? I mean, do men and men when they have a gay relationship, of course, their relationship, is it the same rules? Is it the same rules? You know, 20 minutes of foreplay and 7 minutes of whatever, and then 5 minutes of cuddling afterwards. I mean, I'm not being facetious here. I just wonder if it's the same rules. We'll be right back.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and
so do I. Adams and Speak Performance, Ombicelli, next to Yaks.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carlin DeBye, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. You know what? Why I use Shasta Gas Propane? How about competitive prices? 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Senior and veteran discounts. Locally owned, family operated. Everybody safety trained and service oriented. Now, I mean, what else can you possibly want? You need propane. It's cold. Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793. Good people there. 530-365-3793. All right. Now, look, in our last segment was... I'm trying to expand our consciousness out there. And no, Joe, there will be no field testing going on. But thanks for the heads up on it. You know, I have an inquiring mind, but I do have limits on my inquiring mind. When we're talking, you know, it wasn't period interest when I said, well, is it the same rules for a gay couple, be it male or female? I mean, he's writing a book, and I asked him, you know, more of his background, and, you know, he's a writer, and but he's not like a psychologist or a psychiatrist or something, but he's done a lot of research on all these different on the different writers and different clinical psychologists. But I'm just wondering. Okay, let's get into. I can't let the whole hour go by without talking about Al Gore. Al Gore. You know, back in Tennessee, his dad was a senator. Senator Gore. I forget what his name was. He may have been Al Gore Sr. Anyway, there was a governor called Hooker, a Tennessee governor called Hooker. And they both were indicted on things, I'm pretty sure. I know Hooker was. But the bumper stickers back in Tennessee during that time was hooked and gored. Vote somewhere else or something. That's what it's so. Hooked and gored. Now, Al, who is the darling of the media, of the liberal media. Remember, he did got the Oscar for Inconvenient Truth. Didn't he get a Nobel Prize, too, even though he did no research, but he did publicize it.
He got the Nobel Peace Prize.
He got the Nobel, was it Peace? No, it wasn't Peace Prize. It had something to do with science or something. Anyway, whatever it was a Nobel Prize. And the Academy Award. And... even though you can see his house from 12 miles up in space because of the brightness around it, but that's okay. He flies all over the world with this very carbon-enhancing footprint of jets. And he sold his current TV network on satellite to Al Jazeera, who is a, you know, when they asked the head of Al Jazeera, do you support terrorism? He goes, well, you know, that you have to make up your own mind about that. Well, does Hamas support terrorism? Well, you have to make up your own mind about that. I mean, come on. And so what happens? ABC News never once mentioned the fact that Al Gore sold his network to Al Jazeera, who is a state-sponsored agency, media agency. And CBS and NBC had one-liners. One-liners. He refused to sell it to Glenn Beck. You know, Beck offered the same money because Glenn Beck did not have the same political viewpoints as Al Gore. But Al Jazeera does? I mean, people, can you see what fools this man has made of millions and then just made millions, $500 million off this? Can you see that his betrayal of America? And you're saying, well, he doesn't, he's his station, you can do anything you want. But don't you see what he's done? An Inconvenient Truth, which if you go into the movie, you'll find there's 50 or 60 just complete falsehoods in it. You know, they can't even use it in England anymore in schools because it has so many falsehoods in it and mistakes. They can't use it as even a documentary. It's propaganda. So we've got that. I'm not getting into the global warming battle right now. That's going to come later. But I'm talking about Al Gore and his seeking of money and the way he sold out this country. You know, he still feels like he was betrayed from the presidential election, I'm sure. But he's selling out this country, and he sold it out to Al Jazeera. And for people to still, for him to get a pass on this,
is incredibly, incredibly wrong from the media. It shouldn't just be KCNR talking about this. It ought to be at the highest level saying, what is this man doing? What is he thinking of? All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking with our representatives from the Veterans Clinic here in town. You know, part of the problem with getting into the system is not even knowing if you're allowed into the veterans medical system. And a lot of people are. We're going to be talking about that in missions when we get right back here.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It happened during rush hour. A commuter ferry crashes in New York City, where Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
Dave, the NYPD confirms that over 50 passengers are hurt, too critically, after a commuter ferry from New Jersey slammed into a mooring as it tried to dock in lower Manhattan, shredding one of the vessel's pontoons and tossing passengers.
All of a sudden, there was this loud bang, and my face catapulted, like, into the seat in front of me.
Others describing the scene as hysterical and bloody, the dock right now surrounded by emergency crews as passengers continue to be taken away on stretchers. No word yet, Dave, on what caused this.
Now, Jeff, a push for more gun control. Now at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
The VP is sitting down right now with gun control advocates and victims. Tomorrow he meets with gun ownership groups, including the NRA and retailer Walmart, which initially declined. Already new gun laws are being debated. Arkansas House Republican Tom Cotton, skeptical.
I don't think there are gun control measures that could have prevented the Newtown killings or most other mass murders.
California House Democrat Eric Swalwell disagrees.
I don't think we can look at what's happened and say that we shouldn't do anything at all.
The VP also meeting this week with the heads of entertainment and video game industries. Dave?
Mike, they want people to be armed in Spring City, Utah.
We never locked a door in this town.
But now Boyd Mickle and the council in this rural community have recommended every head of the household should get a gun and know how to use it.
To me, it's going to be a huge deterrent in home invasions.
Councilman Neil Sorensen, they've also agreed to fund firearms training for teachers. James Holmes' preliminary hearing resumes this hour in Colorado, detailing July's movie theater massacre. Police have testified he started plotting, buying weapons back in May. Gay couples can now say I do at Washington's National Cathedral, which has agreed to start allowing same-sex weddings under a new Episcopal Church blessing. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stuffed up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed. And save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
He is in a prison jumpsuit with a long beard, holding a sign that reads, "Help me." Former FBI agent Robert Levinson, kidnapped in Iran, seen in photos newly released by his family wanting assistance, freeing Levinson, who's been a hostage for nearly 6 years.
We have no answer why he is not home with us. I believe the Iranian government is holding him, and everyone else who has been held by the Iranian government has been returned to their families.
That's Levinson's wife, Christine. What's going on in Northern Ireland? There have been days of protests and violence over a flag. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in Belfast.
Dave, there have been 6 consecutive nights of rioting here now, with protesters attacking police. It follows a decision to reduce the number of days the British flag is flown over Belfast City Hall. But a number of people who live here have told me they find it frustrating.
It's just annoying because it's embarrassing for the country as a whole. It's such a backwards thing to be fighting over.
He's a student. He also points out the rioters are in a tiny minority, but this is reopening divides in this very divided city, with more protests expected. Dave?
Venezuela's opposition is going to ask the Supreme Court to rule on whether the Constitution allows for the delay of President Hugo Chavez's swearing-in tomorrow. It's been delayed because he had cancer surgery and then respiratory complications in Cuba. Who belongs in baseball's Hall of Fame? That is up for a vote today.
It's the dream team, the all-time home run leader.
God, home run, Barry Bonds!
Two players who passed Roger Maris's 61 home run mark in the same season.
Number 62!
A pitcher with more than 4,600 strikeouts. But it's possible that Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, or Roger Clemens, none of them will be elected because of their alleged use of performance-enhancing substances.
That's Hank Weinblum. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. 8:05 in the morning, January the 8th.
Ninth.
Sorry, 9th. You know I'm going to slap you. You realize that, right? There's going to be a thumping sound. It's going to be thumping you right between your eyes for you coming in like that.
I'm waiting for it.
Okay, I know, and you like it, too. That's part of your, you know what? I saw you reading that book, Sexual Euphoria. That's part of your foreplay, is Ann smacking you right between the eyes, probably. Anyway, and if you aren't listening to the last half hour, you missed it, guys. Anyway, you missed it. Okay, look, welcome to the show. It's 530-605-4567, January the 9th. You know, wait, you think I'm the great Karnak or something? I mean, you have to, don't even answer this. I'm just talking out loud. Okay. The, of course, Bad Bob isn't here. He's at Geek Heaven in Las Vegas, where he's going through the Consumer Electronics Show. We called in yesterday, and I swear that he was just a bubble. He was agog. He was just bubbling over with enthusiasm about all the new little things he sees, and that he has his aura around him. In fact, he probably has iPads and iPhones attached to his body at this point, rolling around out there. They actually are paying him. He's part of a contest to build a computer. After he finishes building the computer, he gives it. They ship it to like the School of the Arts, which is where it's going. They have a contest. And then they have the experts take a look at the computer and make sure it doesn't explode when they give it to the kids. Anyway, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor. There's no name written here, but I think it's Josh Wiley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Markets are heading north this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 75 points at 13,404, while the NASDAQ's up 17 at 13,109, and the S&P's up 6 at 1,463. Oil's down 33 cents at $92.84 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.07%. Gold's down $7.80 at $1,654, while silver's down 37 cents at $30.10 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Pfizer's up 3 dimes at $26.32, Home Depot's down 13 pennies at $63.36, and Google is up $2.50 at $735.80. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh Wiley, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning. They're here to give you the best advice about what's happening in Wall Street and what you should be doing with your investments. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or just stop by on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. All right, what's the weather? I hesitate to ask you, Bob.
Well, according to the National Weather Service, Carl, we've got rain moving in later today, and it figures to stay for most, if not all of it. Chance of precipitation, 80% today, 70% tonight, dropping to 20% tomorrow. We're seeing a high near 51 today, low tonight around 33, and then a high of only 45 tomorrow. Conditions might be right for snow tomorrow morning, but there's a negligible chance of precipitation, so probably won't happen. We have 43 degrees currently in downtown Reading under overcast skies.
All right. Our weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow night, of course, is pizza night up in Anselmo's. It's absolutely fabulous. Every one of them is handmade, hand-thrown, and it's cooked in their wood-fired pizza oven. And then, of course, on Friday night, on the 11th. Linda will be singing there with her trio. Well, it'll be three of them. It'll be Linda, Pat Karch, and Rick Hill. And guarantees a great time, great music, and, of course, the ambiance up there. But you have to give them a call at 474-5546 because the music room fills up early. But it's a great place. And, of course, Anselmo Vineyards also has horseback rides. They have sporting clays. Just a number of things they have going on. They have their own lavender, honey, the whole thing. Anselmo Vineyards on your way up to Shingletown, just a short ride out of Palo Cedro. All right, our guest is with us today is Kathy Riley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wait. Gee. Okay, let's try that again. He did not have you turned on. Good morning.
Good morning.
And from the Veterans Administration here, and we're going to be talking about enrollment and how you get into the system and a lot of other things that impact on our veterans right here in the North State. So we'll be take a break here, and we'll come right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is in her first week of her two-week sabbatical, trying to get everything ready. And we're going with, we're doing guest host starting tomorrow with me, guest co-host. I mean, do you have to know a lot about radio? No. Can you just, talk to me about the weather? That's about it. I'll give you the weather there. And we can talk about other things. You don't have to know about politics. You can just, you just have to be happy in the morning. Happy in the morning. I mean, you know what? If you can do that, you've got a place right here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Wrap your hands around some great coffee at great prices. They meet or beat any prices on tobacco in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and they've supported our community for well over 30 years, Joe and Shelley have. Great people doing great work. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And next Wednesday, the 17th, they are having a cigar event from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's going to be a great event, and they're going to have some cigar manufacturers down there, and they go in and have a little, like, their mini smoke-in right there. And I'll be there at 5 if you want to come on down and join us. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll talk more about that. Al Gore, I got one more thing about Al Gore. Somebody walked in and said the reason Al Gore sold his TV network to Al Jazeera when he did was taxes are going up. He got $500 million, and if he had sold it on January 1st or 2nd, he would have had to pay a lot more in taxes because he's in that credibly 1% or 2% that are bad people that have all that money. So that's why he sold. No, I think he sold to Al Jazeera because he wanted to stick a thumb in everybody's eye. Said, this is what I think. Anyway, enough of that. Kathy Riley.
Good morning.
Veterans Administration, Veterans Clinic.
Right.
And you are going to tell us how the admissions policy works and all that. How do you get in? One of the biggest things when Pete comes through here and people talk is getting people into the system.
Correct. A lot of people get really confused on how to apply. There are actually quite a few different ways, and the VA is actually trying really hard to reach out to a lot of vets. And one of the reasons is because a lot of people don't know that they're eligible for their benefits. And so you can apply online at va.gov. You can come into the clinic and apply. I know that the Shasta County Vets Office is wonderful about assisting vets with the application process as well.
Now, if they don't know, now, I know that at least in modern-day times, I don't know what it was back in Vietnam, and when I say, not that Vietnam was ancient history, but I don't, a lot of times men and women were discharged from the service. I mean, were literally back on the streets in 24 hours or 48 hours. And then, you know, in World War II Korea, and then, of course, into the never-ending wars we've been in, is that we are, you know, we go through a transition course that tells us all this. The VA comes in, you get this and all that. Frankly, the first time I retired, I ignored it completely. I never went to see the VA.
Most soldiers actually do that.
It wasn't until the second time.
I would say a lot of times it takes months for them to really wrap their head around just being back home. And so that's why we actually have a lot of people who outreach, especially with the new guys coming back, because, you know, you just went out as soon as you're discharging, and you're not going to listen to the days and days of information that are just tossed at you. And so that's why we like to try to get these guys in and try to apply for their benefits, because they deserve them.
Well, that's part of the contract,
right?
Is that when you sign your name there, besides the fact that Uncle Sam can send you out to get shot at, injured, or other things, that's part of that contract, that if that happens, you are taken care of. That's just part of it. And people who don't understand that have never been in the service. But you have to get them into the system.
Correct.
And it seems, and it's surprising to me that even with all the outreach, there's still, what would you say, up here in the North State, thousands?
Oh, yeah. There's so many vets that are untouched, and there's so many different reasons. You know, they either don't know about us, think they don't qualify, just have a bad flavor for the VA. There's a lot of different reasons why people don't apply.
Anybody that's served, I guess we need to get into this. Anybody that has served honorably, or at least with a general discharge, or is it any type of discharge?
It is not any type of discharge.
Okay.
If you are absolutely dishonorable, that you wouldn't be able to apply. If you were other than honorable, there is an opportunity for us to send some information to the regional office to see if they can make an administrative decision to see if they're eligible for their health care. If you have an honorable discharge and if you served after 1980, at least 2 years, then you can apply for your benefits. Now, not every veteran is eligible for the benefits, and every veteran kind of has their own set of eligibility. So if you said, hey, am I eligible, I would actually have to look and see.
Okay, and you said after 1980 and they've served for 2 years, they're eligible for?
To apply.
To apply for benefits.
Correct.
What about prior to 1980?
It doesn't matter if you've been served today. As long as you had completed your service and had an honorable discharge, you can apply. But after 1980, they, kind of put some more restrictions on that, and you have to serve at least 2 years to apply for your benefits.
All right. Okay. Before that, if it was like a day?
Yeah. If you served a day and you were honorably discharged, you could apply.
Okay.
But then they just restricted it. So, you have to serve at least 2 years for you to apply for your benefits.
Active or inactive?
If you're talking about regular service, as long as they were just active duty applied.
Because some people will go into the reserves.
Now, the reserves, you can apply only if you were called up by executive order. So if you just have training, that does not qualify you for active duty.
Or your 2 weeks active duty
doesn't
count.
Because it's all for training purposes. So as long as if you were called up by executive order to serve, then you can apply. If you were just activated for training purposes, I'm sorry, but that is not one of the benefits that you get for that.
Okay. Now, see, I thought that if you had been served honorably in the reserves for like 6 or 8 or 10 years, that... And unless you'd been injured, right, during the training days?
Of course. If you're injured and you put a claim against the government for that injury, totally different.
But if you've just served 6 years in reserves and got out, then, okay, thank you very much for your service. We appreciate that, but you're not going to get anything from the VA.
Well, I can't say that. Any health care benefits.
Any health care
There
benefits.
May be other benefits they could qualify for.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Kathy Riley, who is obviously an expert on this, and how do we get people into see Kathy and her crew about getting you into the system? And this is something that's really important for all the people out there listening. It may not be you. Maybe you're in the system. Maybe your husband's in the system. But maybe it's your kids or grandkids or your father's not in the system or your brother's not in the system. And we need to get them signed up. And there's a couple reasons for this that we'll discuss as soon as we get back. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m., immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Howdy, y'all. This is Michael Smalljohn of Mike's Outdoors. Please join me on Saturdays at 6 a.m. as we talk about the wide-open outdoors of Northern California. As in the past, Frank Galusha of MyOutdoorBuddy.com will be joining me with interesting hunting and fishing news. So please, join me, your host, Michael Smalljohn, with Frank Galusha of MyOutdoorBuddy.com on Saturdays at 6 a.m. for Mike's Outdoors, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Many of you will give and receive firearms as gifts this holiday season. No firearms gift is complete without proper safety training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers gift certificates for concealed carry training and hunter's education at our Bastiani Arms location. Call Bastiani Arms today at 222-8222 to register for a class or purchase a gift certificate as the perfect complement to that firearms gift. I'm Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They will fix it, repair it, install it, and just come out there and look at it if that's what it needs. Alliance Heating and Air. Go to their website, homecomfort.org, to get some ideas about it. But you can just give them a call at 530-221-2642. They want to keep you, they want you to live in the right temperature in your house, whether it be cooler or warmer. That's what they're there for, and great people. Alliance Heating and Air. My guest, Kathy Riley from the Veterans Clinic over here, and we've been talking admissions, and that there's some misnomers about it. But the big thing is if you can get somebody there, you know, okay, let's go back in history. The VA system at one time had a bad reputation.
Absolutely. They didn't...
Well-deserved bad reputation, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care about the soldiers or the Navy or the Marines.
Either that or they're underfunded.
Underfunded. But it was a different attitude.
Completely.
Than it is now. And I can speak from my own experience and from many, many other people from up here. I mean, maybe not all clinics are as good as this one. They probably aren't. But what we need to do is to get people into the system.
Correct.
And so we can help the veterans.
I mean, that's what we're here for. They served, and now it's our turn to serve them. And so they need to come in and enroll, even if they feel that they may not be eligible. Do it. Try to enroll. And that way we can, the more veterans we can see, the better we can be. And it's really important to try, even if you think you may not be eligible. You know, the fact that not every veteran is eligible is kind of that doesn't taste very good. And we try very, very hard here at the Reading Clinic to get them in.
When we say eligible, a veteran is eligible for things like education and many benefits like that they've earned.
Correct.
Part of the contract. But they may not be eligible for medical, though, because they had no injuries. There was nothing in it. When they got out, they were 22 years old, and they were healthy.
Correct.
But in many times, I think you've probably found, is that they got out when they were 22, but there had been an injury someplace, but they just didn't say anything about it. And then years later, maybe decades, that it came up again. Do you see many instances of that?
Oh, of course. And plus, you know, a lot of people that become Medicare age, they come in because now, you know, that's kind of scary for them. They, you know, where's my health benefits? And so they'll come in for that. We have the new guys coming back, trying to apply for their health benefits. Now that the economy is, you know, not as good as it should be, we have a lot of people coming in to see us now, which is wonderful. They should have done it before.
Well, and it's not like they're looking for anything free. It's the fact is they didn't do it before.
Correct.
And now they realize that I do rate this. This is something that I do deserve.
Correct. And that's why we try to encourage as many people to apply. You know, even if you think that you didn't earn it, you did. And so let's see if you can get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite often we have people come into our clinic who are nervous. That don't want to be there because a lot of them have forgotten their service. They don't want to bring all that back up. And so they kind of come into us hat in hand. And we try really hard to be compassionate and patient and walk them through the process because it can be kind of confusing. And if they feel that they are supported, then I'm hoping that their VA experience continues that feeling.
Well, I know that you're not going to please everybody. And I'm, you know what? I am an unabashed cheerleader for our VA clinic here. I mean, Pete Privett, who is retiring, but
yeah.
It appears that his replacement is on the same level of Pete Privett and wanting to help veterans, and is a veteran himself.
Correct.
And wants to help veterans and continue what we're doing. We're expanding the clinic.
Oh, yeah. You know, we are so far from our parent clinic that we really try hard to offer as many services as we can locally to lessen the burden of travel. You know, Sacramento is our hospital. That's where we feed from. And to prevent so many trips down there, you know, even if it's 1 or 2 days a week, we do really try to get some of these specialties up here, you know, just to lessen that burden.
Well, I know you've started colonoscopies
up
here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually haven't been doing it for a while.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We just have gotten really busy, so we have
Dr. Danuka, I believe, is involved in this.
I believe that's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, one of the ones. He was a friend of ours and somebody that he does. Well, I trust him with Linda's colonoscopy.
System.
It seemed like she did a good job. She seemed pretty happy. I mean, you know, as far as colonoscopies go.
Right.
All right. Now, what other, we've got a couple minutes here, so I don't want to get anything too deep, but I want to get into the services offered And that the I want to talk about the veterans cards because there's some misunderstandings about the cards, you know, that you all have, that Veterans Clinic issues, and other cards that the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Correct. We have a lot of local businesses that offer discounts to veterans, which is fabulous. We have a huge veteran support here in Shasta County. And the confusion is the fact that our VA ID card is really a health benefits card. It is not a discount card. And I'm really glad that a lot of the community businesses do accept it as a form of ID. But a lot of veterans will come in and say, I want my discount card. And what they need to do is look at the Shasta County Vet's Office for a discount card.
Okay.
But they need to enroll in benefits and actually be qualified for benefits to get one of our cards.
Right. And then, and again, like you said, but there's the whole step. Begins. The whole process begins by coming into the VA clinic.
Correct.
And you don't have to. I don't remember my service number. Okay, what's your name? And I don't even know if there's a social security number.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So as long as you have that, you can start looking at it.
We can try really hard to pull any reports we can to verify your service. We obviously would like the DD-214 because it has all the information that you may not have remembered. You know, if you have a Purple Heart or POW or if you served in Vietnam, it has that stuff on it. But if you want to just basically get into the system and you can't find your DD-214, there are reports that we can help, but eventually we will need an original copy of your DD-214.
And I can tell you how to get that when we come back. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. More than 50 people reported hurt too critically in a ferry accident in New York City. It hit a dock in Lower Manhattan coming in from New Jersey.
There were a lot of people that were standing up. Boat was pulling in. They were putting on their coats. They were standing on the staircase.
She was on the C Street Wall Street ferry, which has a front corner torn open. Syrian rebels set free 48 Iranian prisoners in a deal with the Syrian government.
Iran is one of Bashar Assad's last friends in the world. The hostages were a major bargaining chip for the opposition, and the deal to hand them over comes with the release of more than 2,000 civilian prisoners that were being held by the Assad regime.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. The Washington Redskins star quarterback Robert Griffin III's just out of knee surgery to repair a ligament, check for other damage. Depending on what they find, Griffin could miss the start of next season. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
In Shasta County, the rate of suicide is more than twice the rate of suicide for all of California. Experts believe suicide is the most preventable cause of premature death. Most people thinking about suicide don't want to die. They just want to end the pain they are feeling. When suicidal intent and risk are detected early, lives can be saved. There is hope. There is help. It's time. Let's talk. Please join us in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can help save lives. Learn more at ShastaSuicidePrevention.com.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460, January the 9th, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, my friends. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. If you haven't been in there, you need to get it, go in there and just look at the different heads on the walls there.
Some I've looked through the window, before. But I made sure I didn't go in.
Well, no, you can come. No, no, they're very, very respectful. You know, Linda sat in there and caught up in her reading on National Geographic, I guess. You know, oh, the guys are great. D.C. Tim and the Man in Black.
Mm-hmm.
Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, Kathy Riley.
Good morning again.
Good morning. We talked about we need to get people into the system and do that. And you can do it without a DD-214, but it really helps. And we're going to talk a little bit how you can find that DD-214. There's cards that you all issue once you're in the system that
correct.
That you have to show. Mm-hmm. And then there's people that are confused that, well, you know what, I want to get a card for a discount because I'm a veteran, but I'm not I don't rate the VA medical card. And you get those from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
Correct.
And there's hundreds of places around town.
Oh, there's a tremendous population.
I mean, 10%, 20%, sometimes 50% off what your bill. If you show this card.
Shasta County really supports their vets. It really, it's a good place to be for your vets.
Well, you know what? But it's deserved.
Absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
To get a replacement, if you don't have a DD-214, this is for a lot of people, and you need to know this. If you go to the VA, go to their website, and you look under the 214, there's a spot in there for replacement of, or a copy of the 214. And you fill it out, and it's really simple. I mean, to get this, and then they will send it to you within a couple of weeks. I've used that before because in one of my moves, I couldn't find my 214. And of course, as soon as I got the one from the replacement one, I found the other. So I've got like 12 sets of them now.
Yeah.
But then having a 214 really helps with what you all are doing, right?
Oh, absolutely. It gives so much more information than what we have access to. If you have any awards, if you have any service information as far as when you were deployed, they're really a helpful document to get you in the system and get you the proper care that you deserve.
Yeah, I can go back and start seeing medical things. Where
right.
Before you say, well, I had a broken leg because I fell off the truck. Well, unless that's documented someplace in the record, which it should be.
Well, that's the DOD record, and which we do not have access to. And so you would have to, if you want to put a claim against the government for that injury, you would see the service officers. They're the guys on the road. They're the ones who help you guys do that.
And when you've got the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, but you have AMVETS, you have American
Legion.
I mean, these guys are good, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, from what I was told is before the average veteran came in, they'd have one or two claims. And now it's up to like 15.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of claims out there, and once they get their service connections, come on in, because that actually opens up a lot of different benefits, eyeglasses and things like that. So you would want to, if you have any injuries, please, don't be afraid. I don't care if it happened 50 years ago. Go into these guys and put those claims in, and see if you can't get some of the benefits you deserve.
There you go. Okay. Is there anything when they come in? You offer so many different services there, and over the next few months, we're going to talk to each one of the different divisions there, mental health division and cardiac everything. We're going to talk to them so that everybody knows this is what's available there. We have more here for us about how to get into the system, phone calls, how do they get a hold of you.
They could call the clinic, which is 226-7555, get the enrollment office. They could go on the va.gov and apply online, and you can do your entire application process online. And then what we'll do is we'll call you up with an appointment. you need the different service organizations that help you apply for that benefit. There's a lot of resources out there for the people who are not paperwork savvy to come in and get some help.
Now, can somebody else, can a brother, sister, mother, father, son, daughter, get their parents into the system or their children into the system by working through you?
Yes and no. We can help them, but the veteran still has to be involved in that process. You know, they do have to sign the documents, and I understand people sometimes they are either not paperwork savvy or physically can't do the paperwork. So if they want to come into the clinic, we can actually help them right there, and we can put them in the system as they're sitting there. Some of the information we're going to need when you do that is your DD-214, the previous year's taxes, and any dependent information, the children or a wife or, you know, only their socials and some dates of birth. But if you have that information, when you come to us, we can do it all right there.
What about, why do you need the tax return?
Because some of the veterans, they qualify for care because of their income. And actually, that's a majority of the eligibilities is a lower income. You know, in 2001, they started restricting some of the access to it because we just got too big. And so now we're saying, oh, the people that are a little bit lower income. And so we would need that information to...
So the people who have been injured, people that rate that, they're going to be seen no matter what.
Their injuries will always be taken care of.
If you then, but if you have lower income people that may not have had the injuries, but you'll still see them, see a veteran because they are veterans, for medical care, even if they don't have an existing condition.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that people get confused about. You know, I wasn't hurt. I don't deserve VA. Well, yeah, you do. Let's see if we can get you in. And the people that are actually injured and have service connection ratings, a lot of times they get confused because they feel that all they can do is be seen for their service connection. You know, all I have is hearing. I can only be seen for hearing. Well, if you're 10% or more, no, that's not true. You get your entire benefit package. You know, there's
Let's talk about that. We've got to take a break. Let's talk about that. Let's start talking about percentage here, because what you just said was really important. If you've got a 10% disability, then if, say, your 10% disability is because you can't hear, but then then you now rate other things because of that 10%.
Now, the rating thing is a completely different thing that I'm referring to. So if you're 10% or more service-connected, you can enroll in your VA health care, and you can get care for the rest of your condition. So it's not just for your hearing. If you have a cardiac condition, if you just want general health care, you qualify for that. And a lot of guys think that, you know what, I'm only service-connected hearing, that's all I can be seen for. Well, no, you actually have medical care that comes to you.
No matter what the service disability is.
Then. Correct. And they think that, I'm only service connected for this, and in their head, that's all they can get. Well, no, you can actually qualify for pretty much the whole gamut of care.
Okay. And that's the way I always thought it was set up. And so it has been kind of, I guess, confusing at times for people. And that's why we want to keep this clear. We'll be right back. Kathy Riley from the Veterans Administration, the clinic right here, has got all the answers. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season, big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can.
Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. Official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Mayco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle. And we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Mayco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Mayco. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mako in Reading, 530-226-0.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bodd, KCNR 1460, January the 9th, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealerships. Serving Reading in the North State. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue and take a look at these beautiful, new, and previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They've got something for everybody, and it's your neighbors giving you a great deal there. And not only that, their service department is second to none. We'll keep those vehicles on the road all the time. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 and find out just what they can do to help you. Reading Crown Motors, right now, right down on Cypress Avenue, right here in Reading. Kathy Riley from the Veterans Administration Clinic and Admissions Office.
Correct.
You're in the business. You have a business,
in the business office is what they refer to.
But you do the admissions. Now, we talked about during the break is there are so many facets of the Veterans Clinic here that some people may not even know, like including homeless.
Correct.
You've got an office that's dedicated to homeless?
We have a person.
Or a person,
I should say. That does homeless outreach. We have OAF outreach. We have, you know, besides all the medical benefits, we have a lot of social work and mental health social work as well as community social work. You know, we really try to serve the veteran as a whole. And the health administration has really made a lot of effort and a lot of strides in trying to encompass all the care that a vet may need.
The on the outreach and all these, besides just, you know, you've got, I know it's anything from dermatology to dentistry now. The dentistry portion of it has expanded. The eyeglasses, hearing, anything you can possibly imagine.
Physical therapy, occupational therapy, mental health. We have GI, we have cardio, we have some telehealth, which is really neat stuff that they're doing where they, you know, telehealth with the doctor in Sacramento so you don't have to travel. They have, you know, someone there with a video screen so you can see the doc and you can talk back and forth. We have, you know, some CMPs and some special exams, and we have urgent care and, of course, primary care. We have lab and pharmacy and radiology, and all those clinics are expanding. You're getting more and more services.
You've outgrown everything. So I know you've expanded into the offices across from the City Hall.
Correct, on Cypress Avenue.
On Cypress Avenue. And are you expanding some more? I realize that people are talking about, there's some people talking about building a new clinic out here.
Well, I know that was or is one of the plans. But, you know, it's the government. We got to work with what we have right now and then, you know, deal with what we have now and plan for the best. You know, and so we are trying to add as many services as we can with what we have. And then if we get a bigger stuff, you know, we really want to try to avoid that big long travel down to SAC.
Flu shots, shingle shots, everything. Yeah. I mean, there's everything you can possibly imagine. Everybody's out there screaming, it's free, it's free, it's socialized medicine. No, it's not. This is no different than it was if it was IBM or General Electric or anybody else. If you had a them for 30 years or 20 years to take care of you. In fact, the government, when we sign our contracts with them, we're in there for 4 years. I get injured during that time frame because somebody shoots me or blows me up or a truck runs over my leg.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? that's part of the contract. Right. So it's so different than it's you're not getting something for nothing.
No, it's a preconceived notion.
It's not. It's an earned benefit for our veterans, and I think people really need to understand that. Well, great. You know what? Thanks a lot for coming in. Is there what else we need to do? Is there numbers, phone numbers, call? I mean, that is there a way of sweeping all the people that you need to see? I mean, what there's probably how many thousands that still are here in the North State that could
that would be
helped?
My guess. You know, and it's really hard to know because we have a lot of people who want to be out in the rural areas. They want to be in the forest. They don't want to be bothered. But Shasta County has a tremendous amount of veterans, and we are here to serve them.
Spouses.
Spouses are not eligible to be seen in the clinic unless they're veterans themselves.
Spouses that whose husbands are going through post-traumatic stress, treatment. Is there any type of treatment, it's kind of like Al-Anon?
You know what? I honestly am not qualified to answer that question. When you have the mental health doctor, that's a perfect venue to ask
that
question.
And we'll ask that because what I understand is that they were trying to open that up so that it helps the families with our veterans that are suffering some severe post-traumatics. Talk about that one another time.
Yeah, we do have a vet center rep that comes up to our new admin annex. I'm not sure what his frequency is, but he does help with that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of like the Chico's. What is that called? It's the Chico had something down there, the outreach center or something.
I think it's
the
veteran center.
The veteran center. Yeah. And we started our veteran center, if I understand right.
Well, we have a representative that is now coming up, and that's a wonderful step forward.
It really is, because that now we can start bringing our people back into the fold and keeping them in this instead of having hundreds of our veterans out in the community at other places.
We have a lot of people, a lot of families call and are concerned about their loved ones, and we encourage them to come in. We try everything we can to support these veterans, and even though at the moment they may not want to see us, they know and their family knows that it's best to be compassionate, and we will get them through the system, and we will work as diligently as we can to make sure that they're eligible for their care and that they get all the benefits that they deserve through the health eligibility. Health care.
Great. Phone number one more time.
It's 226-7555.
530-226-7 Hartnell Avenue.
Correct. 351 Hartnell Avenue.
Across from Five Star Bank.
Are we?
We are.
Okay.
Now we know that. And you can see this big parking lot out there and friendly people when you walk.
At the Reading VA.
Y'all have done a good job.
I think we are really happy to work for our veterans, and it shows. We are here for the vets, and I think that might sound contrite, but it really is true. Every person there has their heart in the right place, and I think it shows with how well our veterans are taken care of here.
Thank you so much. Kathy Riley and Teresa Valverde is here. But Kathy, thank you so much for your attitude on this, because it's obvious that you want to help.
I've been there for about 10 years, and I love every day. I love serving our veterans. They are an amazing group of people. And I think that they deserve the respect and the benefits that we offer.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take a break here. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. In Semel Vineyards, it's been a British cab as a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call in Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the Blending Cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
With
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything. Choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl on the bottom. 8:55 in the morning, guys. I can't say enough for the representatives we had here from the Veterans Clinic and the Veterans Administration here. They when they leave and they tell you things how much they love it, and you talk to them during the breaks, and you talk to them, how they feel about it. I mean, they're sincere. I mean, it's like, I love going here. I love going to my job. I love being able to help the veterans. And you know what? You can't get any better than that. You want people that care. You don't want people that don't care. I ran into one instance the first day I was in there at the VA where the woman said something. She was taking, doing some paperwork. And I looked at her and I thought, that's kind of a strange attitude. And you know what? I just mentioned it. Somebody said, well, how was your first time here? And I said, well, it's kind of interesting to hear what this, retired veterans have too much time in their hands to think about what might be wrong with them. And it was another lady there. It was higher up in the food chain. And she goes, really? Well, I never saw, that the first person never once was in missions again. They moved her to another spot because that's not the right attitude. Anyway, Veterans Clinic here is here to help the veterans. And you heard what they said. It isn't just, an injury related to, or treatment related to an injury or an illness that you had, but you can be seen for anything there as long as you meet, as long as they've got the room and you meet the guidelines. So you can't beat that. Tomorrow, Friday, we're starting a new show called Agenda 21. And yes, it's about Agenda 21. We're going to have them on Friday, but tomorrow we're going to be talking with one of the gentlemen and on a completely different tact of Paul Preston that is about school safety. I'm starting to beat the drum louder and louder. We had a terrible tragedy back in Sandy Hook in Connecticut. Those little children slaughtered like little lambs. What have we done here in Shasta County to address this? What have we done to address this at our schools? What have we done to make it safer? Forget the gun debate. You're never going to settle it. What can we do to make our schools safer? Well, tomorrow, Paul's in, a former superintendent of schools, also acting in as part of the security of the schools, and he's going to come in and talk about what we can do specifically to make our schools safer. For instance, new schools that are being built in such a way that it puts a different angle where people sit. If somebody walks into a large room, they walk in at a different angle that it makes it a little bit harder to harm people. And I know this sounds a little, it's kind of futuristic, but this is at least some of the things he's going to talk about. But there are things we can do in Shasta County to make our kids safer. Why aren't we doing them? Is it money? Well, where's the money? Where's the importance of this money? This is something I believe that, we as the citizens, we the citizens of this county ought to do to make our kids safer, to enable them to be safer, more secure. Doesn't mean bringing guns on campus. It means being safer. Now, do I think there should be a police like the policeman? Yeah, of course. But you can't do that in of our children. Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we doing that? Is it money? Well, then how much is a six-year-old worth? You might want to talk to Sandy Hook and ask them that. Is this something that the teachers' union should get into? Take some of the money from the unions to do this? Their lives are in danger, too. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Call on the bot. KCNR 1460. And you know what? It is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? My ground
won't be turned. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
The NTSB is launching a go team to investigate the ferry accident that occurred this morning in New York City.
That announcement moments ago from an NTSB board member, hours after a ferry slammed into a dock, injuring dozens of ferry commuters during the morning rush in New York. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with a live update.
Yeah, the commute this morning aboard the C Streak Wall Street ferry was anything but normal.
There were a lot of people that were standing up, boat was pulling in, they were putting on their coats, they were standing on the staircase.
When the vessel slammed into a mooring, ripping apart one of its pontoons and tossing its precious cargo like rag dolls, some of the 340 passengers and crew crying, hysterical, and bloodied. The NYPD confirming over 50 people hurt, 9 in serious and 2 in critical condition. Lisa.
Jeff, thanks. Gun violence and what can or should be done about it. Safety groups and victims advocates face to face with Vice President Joe Biden right now. Fox News Radio's Mike McAway.